asked me to stop drinking. You understand?
I do. I really do.
One bourbon, one shot, one beer.
All right, here we go. Role play level of concern. We know how this works. If you have no concern, it's a pint on the patio. You're just relaxing. It's all good. If you have somewhat concern, you know, your medium level concern, it's what, a six pack, you know, maybe, yeah, maybe closer to a 12 pack, but you know, depending on where you're at. And then if it's full out, you know, level of concern that's out of control, you're Nick Cage in Vegas, yeah, as we know. So three options. We're all going to play a role of someone or something, and we'll go around the table. You guys ready to play?
Ready to rock.
All right, let's begin. Oh, you are Shun Yamaguchi, who got blown up in the 10th again last night. Old Yamaguchi has been in there twice, both high leverage situations, 10th inning, and he's got blown up both times. So, oh, as Shun, what is your level of concern? You're going to make it to the end of the season.
I'm not panicking yet. I'm a 12-pack right now. It's who wants to go out there in the 10th with a guy on second? It's not an easy job to do. You do have to suck it up and get it done, though. And I was just thinking, man, don't blow this. This is all about the kid and his first Major League Baseball start. Just don't be that guy and have it happen again. But he did it. So if I'm Shun, it's a 12-pack, some extra large earmuffs to cut the noise out and don't listen to anybody.
Yeah.
And you just go about your business. It's a 12-pack.
I think that's an appropriate level of concern. I do think his manager has jammed him up here twice. I mean, he's trying to acclimate
himself.
What do you
mean? He's just putting him out there.
He's putting him out there in the 10th with a man on second. These new rules. I mean, the guy hasn't pitched in the majors ever. He's trying to get acclimated. There's a language barrier. There's COVID-19, and this guy steps on the mound. He's out of the stretch, and there's
a burner. Who else would you have put out there last night instead of him?
Well, they played the same excuse both times. Well, our bullpen's run out. We can't use anyone else. Then all of a sudden, hatches up and warming up. You could have pitched him, clearly. You just didn't want to. So what I'm saying is Yamaguchi, he's a pro, he's getting paid, but sneak him in the 5th inning, right? Get him an inning where it's not the 10th with a man on second. And I will say that new rule, spectacular.
It's
spectacular.
Awesome.
It's awesome. It's exactly what they wanted. Yeah. Create chaos. End games quicker and create chaos, and that's exactly what that rule's done.
Keep that, by the way. I don't know if that's sticking around, but keep that.
Yes, I'm on board with it, too. It's a little gimmicky, but who cares? It's fun. It's different.
Yeah.
Noodles, you are Pierre Engvall. Pierre Engvall, what is your level of concern that you will not even play a game against Columbus?
Earlier on, honestly, I would have been like Nick Cage, but I think I'm a six-pack, and here's why. Columbus is a heavy team, and I think at some point they're going to need a little bit of meat in the lineup for the Leafs. And I know Nick Robertson is looked good, and we all think he's a player and all of that. But I think at some point you might, even if they lose one game, they might want a little different dynamic. And Engvall is an energy guy. He's a big guy. He's good on the penalty kill. He's chirpy. He gets underneath your skin. So it's just a little different dynamic. And I think Sheldon will go to that at some point.
Why is he not fourth line centerman over John Bellegoat?
The goat is, you know exactly what you're getting out of John Bellegoat, right?
Yeah.
There's a limit to it, but you know he's going to get right up to the nose on what that limit is, and he can win a draw. And I guess that it's that detail. I don't know if they trust Engvall to do that. That would be my assumption at this point. But I think you're right there, Noodles, too. I think Engvall will get in. It's just a matter for who. It may not be for Nick Robertson. It might be for Bellegoat.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. I am the Houston Astros. What is my level of concern that more headshots are on the way?
Play it.
Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Yep, absolutely. It's not going to stop because of Joe Kelly and his suspension. And listen to all the outcries around baseball,
man,
that, you know, 8 games is too much. How dare you free Joe Kelly? Listen, people are not ready to give up on hating on Houston, and it's coming. I don't know when, but there's going to be more bombs thrown at the heads of those players.
I thought the hatred would have dissipated after this COVID and the pandemic, but it's almost like it's worse.
Yeah, it's
they're
ramped
pissed
up. But of course, old Stro Show has to chime in.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that. What did he have to say?
Well, he was backing you know, the pitcher, Kelly, he was
Joe
back
Kelly.
And saying that's a joke and, you know, just he was being a hero. As
yeah. I think that, I think the old Stroh show thinks that the whole world is waiting for his, like, chime in.
Yeah.
And ultimately they're not. It's
no.
just like he's,
no.
he can't
totally
stop
irrelevant.
Himself.
Yeah, yeah, it's totally irrelevant. He's not even playing. He's injured.
I know.
Right? Like,
yeah.
he's not.
It's just like, dude, you're not Rocket Clemens. Like, no one has to hear and wait for your chime in. But I think
exactly.
in his head, he believes that everyone is waiting for him to chime in.
I think you're probably right. All right, moving on here. Oh, you are the ice maintenance crew. Level of concern, the ice in Toronto and Edmonton will be a disaster within the first few days.
Play it.
You can never... Never ask me to stop drinking.
I'm just panicky. I mean, Edmonton, that's just not the same building. For 100 years, when Noodles and I played, it was Edmonton has the best ice in the league by far.
Right.
It's not the same barn. And it is July. It's coming into August. And it is hot as a pistol outside. So if I'm running the ice and I'm worried about the ice, that rink down the street here, I don't think the ice was ever particularly
good. No, it's not great anyway.
No, it's not great in the middle of February. So you throw in 3 or 4 games and then the temperature, I do not know. Apparently from some of the media, it is freezing in the crowd. But I'm Nick Cage. I'm a little bit worried because guess who everyone's going to want to talk to if the ice sucks? It's the ice guy. They're going to say, what the hell's going on with
this? Maintenance guy.
And you never want to see... You know, in a critical game and it's the late game or whatever, the puck bouncing around like a tennis ball. I think the ice is good enough in both buildings.
Yeah.
They will. But
he
but
needs
think
to
about
get
it.
Through a couple days with no, like, without someone saying, well, man, that puck looks like it's bouncing all over the place.
But you
he
can't,
needs to get through a couple days.
You're right, but you can't control that. Say the second game goes into overtime. And now you're in the late game, and like, and that's been delayed. Like, it's going to be a bit of a battle. Like there is going to be some things that go a little bit off the rails of what I mean. Not that we're what we're used to, because this is all new. But there's going to be things that where they're going to have to improvise, and we're going to have to improvise as fans here as well.
Yep.
So
I think you're right about that. I mean, what they do have going for them is that there's no turnover. It's not like Springsteen's rolling in for 4 concerts tonight, and the Raptors are playing, and then Disney on Ice. You know, it's exclusively their building. They can control the temperature inside the building, but the amount of play on it is going to be unprecedented. It's going to get chopped up. It's going to happen. All right, Noodles, you are Tom Brady, the GOAT himself. Tom Brady, level of concern, you will not be able to find your rhythm in Tampa based on this preseason being completely out of whack.
Can't believe you even had this as a question for my guy.
It should be.
Go ahead,
me. I'm a pint on the patio. You think I'm Nick Cage? I'm a pint on the patio.
Nothing.
I'm nothing. It's Tom Brady. This guy's been working out in parks and doing everything he can to be ready. Like, he is a pro's pro. That's the one thing that's well known. You guys know this. This guy prepares like nobody else. He'll be
that's
ready.
That's right, Noodles.
Well, that's why it should be at a minimum a six-pack, because he's a control freak and he's not going to get any games. He's going to have different protocols around the building, who he can talk to, how long he can be there, who he can meet with. He doesn't have Belichick waiting for him.
Dude,
looking
this guy
at the same
broke
tape.
Into someone's house to get the playbook.
I hear you.
Okay?
I hear you.
He runs the show. Whatever he says happens,
he's
he'll be 42 dynamic.
He's 42 years old,
he'll
too.
Be dialed
42.
In. So is Chara. Yeah. You've just been raving about Chara.
Yeah, 10 years ago I was raving about Chara. Exactly. I think Chara's going to struggle in the hub. I've said that on the record as well. I do.
Brady will not. That's my guy. I got one final thing to say about that. Go, Bucks, go.
Okay. They signed LeSean McCoy. Shady
yeah, they
McCoy's
did.
On
you know why? Because he wants to play with veterans like Gronk and Brady and win another championship.
The history is not it's not fond of these super teams, man. Look at the Lakers when Steve Nash and Dwight Howard showed up, blew up in their face. You've seen it with the Rangers back in the early 2000s. There's going to be too much talent, too many egos in that room. I don't know if it's going to be under control. We'll find out. I am Ross Atkins. Hayes is Ross Atkins. Level of concern, your skip, Charlie Montoyo, is being outmanaged early into the season. This is a 6-pack leaning towards a 12. You know, I'm closing in on a 12-pack here. I have not liked the decision making of Montoyo. The bullpen decisions have not been strong. Again, the Yamaguchi stuff, he's a pro. You've signed him for 2 years. That's on the front office. You can't blame Montoya for Yamaguchi not getting the job done once he's in, but you can blame him for when he's putting him in and maybe who you could utilize. Some of the base running decisions, some of the – I think there's a confliction. Are we a long ball team? Are we a small ball team? And it's on Montoya to figure that out. So it's my hire as Ross Atkins. I'm not panicking. I'm not Nick Cage. But early into the season, and it is early, I can't say I'm also a pine on the patio either. You know, Charlie's going to have to start hitting the right buttons because this is a team that feels like they're going to be in contention. You know, a shortened season, expanded playoffs. My ass is on the line. Ross Atkins, Mark Shapiro, we're relying on this guy and the players to get things done. So I'd say six-pack leaning towards a 12. All right, let's wrap things up here. Oh, you are Lou Williams. Lou Williams. What is your level of concern if your play falls off down in the bubble that it'll be blamed on your appearance at Magic City?
Play it.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
Unfortunately for this cat, when there is a pandemic going on and you're in a bubble and you go to a peeler joint for chicken wings, your name's attached to that.
Yep.
It's just like it will never go away. And every bad game this guy's ever going to have the rest of his life, you know what people are going to be assuming? You were at the Peelers last night and you were having chicken wings and
right.
You're not focused. And it's kind of silly, but that's kind of goes with the territory of being a pro athlete where people document you where your whereabouts. And if you get caught at a peel having wings when you're supposed to be quarantining and with your teammates in a bubble, you'll never live it down. I'm Nick Cage, and Lou, the wings are not that good. You should have had them delivered. You're never going to live this down.
Yeah, if he doesn't play well, if he throws up brick after brick, it'll be like, oh, here's Magic City Lou again, just cruising around with wings.
Yeah. And you're a donkey for not going to Cheetahs.
And the memes, right. If the memes online will be him instead of throwing a ball, it'll be throwing a chicken wing.
A chicken wing. You're so right. That'll be the meme. Sweet Lou throwing a chicken wing.
Seriously, Hayes, you know how these like the attachment happens? It's like, oh, it's Lou Williams. He's the guy that was at the peeler joint during COVID.
Absolutely. It always happens. Oh, that's the guy that plays video games too much. That's why he didn't score last night. You know, it's goofy. It may not even be
it follows
any truth
you around.
Behind
You're
it,
right.
But it does.
You're right. What do you think of when you think of Patrick Laine?
Right.
You think of Call of Duty or whatever. Which one? Which one?
Fortnite. That's all he wants
Fortnite,
to play.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's just the way the narratives seem to work. Yeah. Noodles. This is a first, I believe, in this game.
Wow.
You are Jamie Noodles McLennan. What is your level of concern about going to the movies in the month of August now that they are open for business?
Is
big news
worse
today.
Than Nick Cage? What's worse than Nick
Texas,
Cage?
Texas Mickey. An IV of Texas Mickey. A vodka.
Okay.
Give me Nick Cage. Give me Nick Cage.
You can never, never ask me to stop drinking.
I was thinking of you today. Upwards of 50 people in each theater will
happening.
Be. You're
I'm down with that.
You're a movie guy. Wear the mask. Get in there with your popcorn. Sit in your own row. You'll be fine.
But that's the thing, though. Like, can you trust that the guy making the popcorn with the scoop that he puts in there with his grubby hand and wipes his nose and then, like, there's so many layers. You don't
right.
even, like, you know what
just
I mean?
Just walk in
like,
with your Calgary Flames hockey bag and have it loaded full of corn, some beers, the whole nine, and you say, don't touch my stuff. And you just could do your thing.
Honestly, you know what? I used to go to three a week? Three a week?
It felt like every day you'd be like, I just went and saw that movie.
Yeah, two or three a week. And you know what? I miss it, obviously, a ton, but I found other things. I'm streaming stuff. I'm obviously with hockey back. Like, I've been watching everything. I've had the opportunity. I've watched every game so far. I'm excited. So I'm not going to be there in August, but will I be there in November or December when things turn around? Hopefully, yes, I will be.
Okay, I hope so. I'm waiting for you to find that normalcy again.
Yeah.
Get into that movie theater.
I agree.
Okay. I am Golf Town. What is my level of concern over being associated with Brian Hayes' golf game? I'm going to say six-pack. It's not Nick
it's
Cage.
A 12. No, it's a 12.
It's okay, maybe a 12. Maybe a 12. They're pretty high.
You're posting these vids on Golf Town, and you're in there, and you're like, It's my new putter, and look at this golf shirt. Oh, it looks stupid. And then if you go to the Nash and you dial in at 200, they're going to say, we actually associate
ourselves. I know. He's Milos. You'll be Milos from Seinfeld, where he's like, remember, was he the tennis coach?
They will delete those ads and just say, we're moving on from Hayes.
You're right.
We can't have it.
Yeah,
this guy's a former athlete, supposed to be some kind of golfer, and you toss up a 200 at the Nash, they'll say, delete the commercials. Noodles and Hayes are... Noodles and O-Dog, get in here for some takes.
Yeah, this is subject to change. This will be Nick Cage if I'm slashing it all over the Nash and there's cameras and they won't want anything to do with me. Nothing.
Exactly.
But as of now, until things change, I'm not going to say it's a pine on the patio. They're you know, we're married now. We're linked. I've been in there. I got my new weapons. I'm out there, you know, slashing it all over the place. But actually, they've been outstanding. I got to be honest. I've played a couple of times with the new sticks, and I am feeling it.
Feeling I just have a sneaky feeling. We've talked about, you know, some people get this, that, or the other. I think you got a 6 or 7 pack of those golf shirts, like you just wheeled home with them, and you did.
That
didn't
bothers you more than anything.
Because I think somebody at Golf Town would say, "You like that shirt? You might as well take a couple and then take a blue one." And I can tell by you laughing that
I'm
you did.
Not. It's not a garage sale. Like it's
but
not
who
like
cares. Like
yeah, but you're
it's
in there working
you.
For them, and I know the guy that the contact person from Golf Town would have said, "Take two of those, three of that, whatever here, and then see you later. Don't tell anybody."
Well,
so.
Yeah, but that last part is important. Don't tell anyone. If it happened, then...
Exactly. Oh,
that's such a greaseball move. I know. There's a duffel bag of golf clothes. I know it.
There's not. I'm telling you. I would have hooked you up. You know that.
Okay, and who's the guy's name you dealt with?
Kyle. My guy, Kyle. Kyle's a legend.
What? Okay.
Wow. Kyle Gordon's his name. He's a legend in the Golf Town world and in the PGA Tour world. Of Canada, and he's got bigger, better things to do than hand out golf shirts and free tees
and
gloves.
What does it matter to him?
What does it matter?
John Tavares went through the same thing. We're trying to have a conversation with him yesterday. You're asking for bubble swag.
Why not? I was a Maple Leaf. He's a Leaf. It's like one alumni. Just help out an alumni guy.
You probably technically played more games as a Leaf than he did. Because he missed.
Played
he didn't
2 years.
Yeah, but he's only been here 2 years. And he didn't play every game this year. He was injured and... Well, they didn't get to 82.
Short season, yeah.
I'll bet you played more than JT. You have clout over John Tavares.
And he doesn't have an alumni coat yet.
Not yet. One day.
Oh, my God. He's wearing it right now.
I didn't even notice that. You've been wearing that the whole show?
I asked Megan to kind of get it in the shot, but she's been ignoring me.
Well, Megan's not on today. It's Kinger that's running things. That's probably the problem.
That's probably why.
Kinger, get the logo in.
Yeah, come on, Kinger.
It looks clean. It doesn't look like it's been dragging around in the back of your truck for 6 months.
No. It's got to look
there's
clean.
There's a new vibe for the O-Dog boys. Everything's clean. The truck's clean. I'm clean.
Wow,
working out.
Good.
Whole
I like
new
it.
Vibe.
I love it.
There
I
has
love
been
it.
Vicious rumor that you look outstanding.
Oh, no.
A few people saying that this guy...
Well, you work with me for 3 hours every day. Couldn't you be the judge of that?
Well, the first thing I saw...
You're acting like
you...
I've been hiding in a closet for the first week of the show.
I'm just saying, you look great, but... But the first thing I noticed that you got a lot of sun. That's the first thing I noticed.
Yeah, like a lot of golf, and unfortunately, I do not wear sunscreen, so I got to start.
Yeah, that's a must. I've been wearing
I wear a hat every day, but I got to start piling the sunscreen on.
Yeah, it catches up to you pretty quickly. If you're playing like 5 times a week, you're going to be a tomato at some point.